Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tennessee governor signs bill protecting people's freedom not to participate in same-sex weddings. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, in this particular case, the Tennessee governor has signed a bill that now will protect individuals who do not want to participate in same-sex ceremonies. Kind of harkens back to the case that we have, and we still have it ongoing, involving Kim Davis. Kim Davis, back in 2015, became the first casualty of the United States Supreme Court opinion of five lawyers, and I'm using Chief Justice John Roberts' term, not mine, that issued the Obergefell versus Hodges decision that went against millennia of human history and invented a so-called right to same-sex marriage as though it's in the Constitution. This thing is so far off base, just like Roe versus Wade was in 1973. It has no basis in the Constitution. There's no right in the U.S. Constitution for same-sex marriage, period. And the Chief Justice issued a vociferous dissent in that case, as did other justices. In fact, there's only two justices on the U.S. Supreme Court that are still there that were part of the five votes in 2015. There are several justices that are obviously not there now. The only two that remain are Kagan and Sotomayor. Those are the only two left. The ones that were dissenters are there, and that would be Chief Justice John Roberts, Thomas, and Alito. And so there's been a huge change in the U.S. Supreme Court. Consequently, what you see here is that there has been a big change in the U.S. Supreme Court's composition. I think the U.S. Supreme Court's decision or opinion in Obergefell is on shaky ground. In the case of Kim Davis, Justice Alito, in his dissent in Obergefell, before Kim Davis actually occurred in this situation, he said that there's going to be some real problems and people of faith are going to be targeted. Well, Kim Davis, a few days later, was one of those people, and we're still litigating that case. So absolutely. Now what you have here in Tennessee is the governor taking a proactive step to sign a bill that protects individuals who do not want to participate in a same-sex ceremony.
You know, it's unbelievable. We now have to pass bills protecting this religious freedom. But as you mentioned, Kim Davis is an example. If she stands for her religious freedom, then they come after her, okay? So this bill that he signed protects public officials who don't want to perform a same-sex marriage, or I would say a union, actually, because it violates their conscience or religious beliefs. The legislation does not prohibit those in same-sex relationships from getting a marriage license. They are still able to do that and file the paperwork, but the bill states that someone with deeply held religious beliefs shall not be required to perform a marriage. For example, a pastor or someone who says, "I'm sorry, I cannot do this according to my religious beliefs." God states man and woman in a marriage for life, not two men or two women.
Right. And so, you know, when you look at the Jack Phillips case, the Baker case in Masterpiece Cake Shop out of Colorado, I mean, he's been targeted for many years by the same-sex marriage advocates and then also then the LGBTQ advocates, the trans advocates, with regards to using his talents to bake a cake to celebrate their LGBTQ agenda. He refuses to do so, and now he has been battling that for a number of years.
Yeah, they just continually come after him.
Yeah, you have the case of the website maker as well, the designer in 303 Creative.
Yeah, she won at the Supreme Court, which is a great victory on behalf of this issue.
But these things continue to come up, and you have, you know, the bill in Congress right now in the U.S. House. It has passed in the past version of the House. The Equality Act was passed, but it got held up in the Senate, and we were able to stop it in the Senate a few years ago. It's back in the U.S. House. The Democrats now have gained another vote because they gained a seat in New York when that special election was taken in New York with regards to filling the vacated seat of Santos, the Republican, that went Democrat. That gave them the 212 votes, then went to 213 votes. They're 5 votes away. They need 218. And with 218 votes, they can take H.R. 15, the so-called Equality Act, and they can put it out on the floor for a vote, and they'll be able to pass it with 218 votes because they can even bypass the Speaker. The Speaker obviously is not going to put that on the floor, but 218 votes overrides him, puts it on the vote, and they can pass it. So that particular bill would exacerbate all these situations where people are being right. targeted that don't want to participate in or celebrate or use their talents with respect to a same-sex ceremony. But Tennessee is now taking a proactive stance, and the governor signed this bill. It's respecting the issue of not being required to solemnize a marriage. This is exactly what Kim Davis fought for in Kentucky, and it's what she ultimately won in Kentucky. In Kentucky in 2015, after the Supreme Court issued the Obergefell decision, she said that she wanted to have a religious accommodation. In fact, by the way, in Kentucky, you already had the right to get an accommodation. You didn't have to give the hunting and fishing licenses if you had an objection. Somebody else could do it. You mm-hmm. didn't have to do it. Some people had an objection to hunting and fishing. They didn't want to kill animals, for example, so they didn't want to issue the license. Well, you didn't have to in Kentucky before 2015. And that's the way it is now. Kim Davis, when the Obergefell decision came down in 2015, she asked for the same thing. I want to be accommodated for my religious conviction. Somebody else can issue this license, but not me, because I have a religious conviction that marriage is between a man and a woman. And by putting my name and my title and authority onto this marriage license, I would be affirming something that is directly contrary to the Bible and contrary to her religious beliefs. That's what she asked for. And the then governor, Democrat, would not grant that. The new governor, Matt Bevin, did grant it when he was elected in November of 2015. And the legislature in 2016, April of 2016, unanimously, Republican and Democrat, with no dissenting votes at all, passed that accommodation in Kentucky. So we have that in Kentucky. Now we have this accommodation bill in Tennessee. But all of this would be changed if the Equality Act would ultimately be passed. And that's why it's so important to not only stop the Equality Act, but to advance these bills like the one that just was signed in Tennessee.
But you know, Matt, I mean, you see what's happening here, this agenda. These LGBT community are saying, well, we have the right to, quote unquote, get married. Not only that, but we have the right to force you to participate in that. So it goes back to we as Christians not only need to speak up, but we need to be very careful about who we vote on and who we need to vote, first of all, and vote for those who represent our values.
Yeah, and in fact, in this particular case, the director of the Family Research Council, Center for Religious Liberty, said the bill offers conscience protections for those who are in a position to perform marriages for couples, going on to say that there are many well-qualified religious individuals serving as state judges, justices, and magistrates who should not feel that they must violate their conscience in order to keep their jobs. This is exactly the Kim Davis situation.
We have to protect our religious beliefs, because if we don't stand up and protect them, they will disappear.
So, you know, we're still pursuing the Kim Davis case. We won the fact that she has religious accommodation in Kentucky. You think that it would be over by now. But years are going on, and it's still going on because the same-sex couples continue to pursue an action against her. We went to trial last year, and we had two juries impaneled to hear the same evidence. The Yates jury with the Yates couple, they came back with a zero verdict for them. They were seeking several $100,000 in damages. But the Ermold jury came back with $100,000, and they weren't entitled to anything. So the case is still going on. We're asking the lower court to overturn that jury verdict because it is contrary to the law. And when the court rules on that, If the court upholds the jury verdict, then we will take it up to the appeal and go to the Court of Appeals. And eventually, our intent is to take it up to the U.S. Supreme Court, where we intend to challenge Obergefell, that it has no basis in law, and that the Supreme Court should not only protect religious freedom for all, but also overturn this ill-founded opinion from 2015, Obergefell versus Hodges. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim. That's lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.